Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, Surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their Savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. God's kindness is better than a mocha. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. It was a rainy, gray Monday after a long weekend. The first graders were already a little squirrely because they missed morning recess due to a steady, cold drizzle of rain. Now, news reached their teacher that noon recess would also be spent inside. And since it was the upper graders' turn to use the gym, their class would have to stay in their classroom for the noon hour recess. The teacher was just as distressed as her students. Then she glanced up from her desk. A parent of one of the students was standing in the classroom door, holding out a steamy cup of liquid gold. "I thought you might need a mocha coffee today," she said. "What an angel," the teacher exclaimed as she teared up. She told everyone about the coffee kindness. She took a selfie of herself, enjoying her first sip, and texted in all caps, "Thank you," to the amazing parent. She even posted about it on her social media. Why? She wanted everyone to know about the mocha that made her day. Today, Isaiah the prophet writes, "I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord." He was experiencing an even more dreary situation than a miserable Monday. Isaiah and his people were trapped, not in a classroom, but in the darkest, gloomiest place imaginable, a place not just absent from sun, but from the sun. And no weather forecast or amount of coffee could change the mess they had made, not because of their mistakes, but their sins. Imagine having to spend forever trapped in a place where you don't want to be. This Christmas, God steps through the door of our distressed world and lives, and in his love and mercy, he redeemed them. Jesus has come to pay in full the price needed to set us free. We get to enjoy an eternal recess in heaven because of Jesus. We are redeemed, and heaven is ours. Now, say it with the pent-up energy of a first grader. We are redeemed, and heaven is ours. Coffee may carry a teacher through an afternoon, but God's compassion lifts up and carries us through not just one afternoon, but all the afternoons of our lives until we get to heaven. Let us take every chance we get, whether it be in text or tweet, in prayer, in post, or in person, to tell the amazing kindnesses of our God. We pray, praising our God for his kindnesses. Dear Redeemer, forgive us for the times we are so blah to all the blessings you give us. Make us alert to and thankful for all the many ways you sustain us, from the whipped cream on top of a mocha to fun recesses and thoughtful children and parents. Make us bold to tell of your kindnesses everywhere we go. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.